4. Lania opened the door, greeted us with a wide smile, and introduced her husband, Richard, who was hovering at her elbow. He was short, dark, and just missed being handsome. There was something about his expression that reminded me of Arnold. I was certain that they were going to be good friends, if Arnold could be dragged away from his research long enough to let a friendship develop. "And my children, Angela and Peregrine." She beckoned them forward to meet Donna and Donald. "Now you children run upstairs," she commanded. "Miss Thing will give you supper in the nursery before she leaves, and you can watch television." She turned back to Arnold and me with a moue of distaste.
"They're rerunning the wooden horse again, but it does keep the children amused."
We followed her through the hallway and into the drawing room with a sense of slightly out-of-whack déjà vu, because the layout was a mirror image of our own quarters. To be expected, I supposed, in the sort of house they call semi-detached. But it was disconcerting, especially as there was nothing mirror image about the decor. Otherworldly was a more apt description. The color scheme was silver, black, and a pale shimmering blue. I felt as though I had stepped into an ice cavern. On the far side of the room, a couple who were obviously our fellow guests sat on a huge silver-gray sofa, which could have doubled as an iceberg. Their drinks seemed to be floating on air just below their knees, until I took a closer look and realized their glasses were resting on an oval sheet of thick blue-green glass set in a narrow black metal framework. "Come and meet the others." Lania strode across the room with superb disregard for the fragile, shimmering blue carpet. Arnold moved forward gingerly, as though crossing an ice floe. I kept pace with him, looking nervously at the carpet. If only it had been patterned, we could have tried to step on the darker bits, just in case we were trailing dirt into the house. One thing was for sure. Little Angela and Peregrine were never allowed into this room, or it would not be in such pristine condition. Not unless English kids were a totally different breed of child. The man rose from the sofa as we reached it. The woman smiled pleasantly. I caught my breath and slid a sideways look of awe at Lania. I had thought Celia was house proud, but Lania was Olympic class. Of course.